Welcome back to It's a Definite Maybe, and today is no regular episode. Today is episode 100. Woo, 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 woo. Yeah. If I had one of those like radio DJ things, woo, I'd woo, press woo, the woo, like, woo, and then like a clapping, and then a wow, like a
yeah,
you know, all that. 100 episodes. Just imagine it. What the fuck?
I know.
What the fuck?
That's so crazy.
It's epic. A bit surreal.
Yeah, I feel like it's flown by, but also it very much hasn't.
I know. I think I was looking back at our old episodes, like literally episode 1, 2 to the first 10, and the dates were like October 2021. And I was like, fuck, we were, wow. I think I was in a different job. And
just a baby.
I was just a baby. We were in lockdown. Like, I mean, I'm still living in the same apartment, but life has very much changed.
Yeah, for me, very much so.
Oh, yeah.
Living in a different house and I am single now.
Which we so. Did not see that coming.
No, very much not.
Here we are. But I think most people, when they think of a 100th podcast episode, and I looked up a few things of what to talk about in your 100th episode, it's like favorite episodes, it's things you do different, it's highlights, lowlights. But our 100th episode kind of coincides with our 2-year anniversary. Yeah. They're pretty close together. So we thought, well, we've already covered that in our 2-year episode. And if you haven't listened to that, go listen to it. So we thought we'd get a little bit more open, raw, and real today. It's one of the things we often get messages about, being like, oh, we love how open you guys are. We want to hear more. We want to hear deep and meaningful. And that's the kind of podcast that we like to listen to. So you're getting the deal today. We promise. We're delivering.
Yeah. So, I mean, there were a couple of things that we wanted to talk about today. One is just kind of a bit of a general check-in about where we're at the moment at the time of recording this, because for those of you who don't know, we do record ahead of actually posting. Spoilers. So we're usually like a few weeks ahead or like a month ahead.
Except for that one episode we did in like a 3-day turnaround, which as a team of two that work full-time, that podcasting isn't a full-time job, we fucking
hustled. It's
kind
of amazing that we got that done.
I think
done.
It was the Roe v. Wade episode.
I can't remember. There have been a couple, to be honest, but we've turned them around really quickly because we've spoken about something that's been very topical. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of said, well, we need to upload this quickly, otherwise it's not going to be relevant anymore. Yeah. Anyway, beside the point. So one of the things that we wanted to do is just kind of check in with where we're at the moment and what's going on at the time that we're recording this, and just kind of see where that takes us. Have a little bit of a mental health check-in and just see what's kind of front of mind at the moment for us that may also be related to things that you guys are experiencing. Mm-hmm.
Well, Stella, how are you?
Oh, wow.
This is why we started with you. Love ya.
I mean, I feel like it's been an absolute roller coaster of emotions for the last couple of years, to be honest.
It's been a lot.
There's been so much going on, so much change in my life, and just a lot of like uncomfortable feelings, I guess, and having to work through things and get curious about where things are coming from and face parts of myself that I possibly am not that proud of or would like to change, and just kind of figuring out
the ugly side of ourselves.
Yeah, the shadow self. And just kind of figuring out what direction I want to take my life in. For those of you who are into astrology, there's this phenomenon called the Saturn return, where it's basically like, from my understanding, it's all of these significant pivotal times in your life will tend to happen between, I think it's like 27 to 30 or something like that. Like those
we
tend to be
in that age bracket.
Very much so. Yeah. So we're in the thick of it at the moment. And I feel like
into the thick of it.
It's
if
pretty
anyone remembers that TikTok.
Oh, that's a throwback.
Into the thick of it. Anyway.
I feel like, yeah, I'm just very in the midst of all of that messiness and vulnerability and just kind of wading through the shit to get to the light at the end of the tunnel, I guess. But I feel like I've always been one of those people where I am curious about the world. I ask why things are the way that they are, why I am the way that I am. Yeah, and I'm not afraid to go deep as well. And so I think with all of these things having changed in my life, I think I'm really faced with that and challenged with that that much more, because there's not necessarily that sense of stability and continuation, I guess, throughout everything. There's so much that's been up in the air. It's been an absolute roller coaster of emotions. There's been a lot of stuff going on at work and with my family, and it's just, yeah, it feels like it's been one thing after another and really hectic and really draining. Yeah. Yeah. And so I think the biggest thing that I kind of wanted to cover off as part of that, because I don't think it so much matters around the specifics of what I've been experiencing, even though I'm sure that there are things that I have gone through that some of you guys out there in listener land will identify with and are also going through or have recently gone through. But the main thing that I kind of wanted to, the theme, I guess, that I wanted to bring up was balance. And that's definitely been a recurring thing that's come up time and time and time again. How to find balance, what to invest my energy in so that I'm not taking too much energy from something else, and just trying to figure out how to do the things that I want to do,
how to do
but
it all.
Not deplete myself, I guess.
Yeah.
It seems to be a pretty consistent theme that comes up over and over again and is very front of mind. Another thing as well is the whole self-love or self-acceptance thing, I guess.
Still on that journey.
Yeah. And I think it is one of those journeys where it's kind of never ending, as depressing as that may be. Like, depending on how you look at it, exciting but depressing, because there's always more to learn, but there's always more to learn. So, yeah, that's been a really interesting one. And the reason why I say self-acceptance as opposed to self-love is because there are parts of yourself that you're not going to like, but those are still parts of yourself, and you don't have to love those parts of yourself, but you just have to show yourself kindness and accept that they are still part of what makes you you, and I guess kind of learn to manage them so that they're not hurting you or other people around you in your circle because of it.
I like that. I like that phrasing as opposed to self-love, because I think it's something I've struggle with, especially with my body and how my body has changed. I'm not as skinny as I used to be. I don't have the flat stomach anymore. And my TikTok algorithm is, that's not a word, algorithm, algorithm is sometimes a little bit toxic for myself, where it's just really young, skinny girls who wear bodycon dresses or crop tops. And I'm like, ooh, I don't look like that. And I feel like I have to suck in or hide part of who I am. And so this idea that you don't have to necessarily love completely every part of yourself or things you don't like and just accept it is a much more attainable way
to do it. Absolutely. I think it's unrealistic to love anything completely. There's always going to be aspects of anything in life that you experience, even if you love something with all of your being, like a child or, you know, your partner or something like that.
A dog.
Or what you do, an animal, you know, whatever it is, you love this one thing so very much.
There's always going to be something that's...
There's always that little piece that's, you know...
And that's
you're like,
human.
Oh, I would change that. But that's the thing. That's what makes it real. Things are more nuanced than, you know, you love this thing 100% completely no matter what.
Yeah.
There's always going to be those parts where you may not necessarily say it out loud as like, oh, I hate that thing about this person. You might justify it a little bit and be like, oh, but it doesn't even matter because of all of these amazing things. But if you really think about it, there is that like little tinge of something where you're like, wouldn't mind if that thing changed or that thing frustrates me sometimes or I wish that was a little bit different or a little bit easier or, you know, whatever it is. And I think the idea of self-acceptance or accepting those sorts of things, like you said, is so much more attainable. It's 100%. Not realistic to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to love myself unconditionally. I mean, maybe it is attainable for some people, but I mean, for a lot of people, it's probably not realistic to do that. So you've got to you know, manage your expectations a little bit.
And that's what we're going with. The people that are more relatable and not the like 1% perfectionists that are 100% happy and have no internal anxiety monologue.
Yeah. I mean, if that's you, all power to you. But I just don't know if that's entirely realistic for most of us. But it's been interesting. I've been doing this program that I actually won. I never really win anything, but I won this program, the 7-week program. I'll put the details in the show notes. Shout out to you, Sarah. You're amazing.
We'll add it in.
Yeah, I'll put the details in the show notes for anyone who's interested. It's a 7-week coaching program and it's in like a group setting. So there's other women who you're going along this journey with, and each week has a different topic that you discuss. So there's like self-love, shadow self, inner child, all sorts of different things, basically.
Some deep stuff.
Yeah. And you get really raw and real and vulnerable and connect to yourself and challenge yourself. And the fact that it's only 7 weeks as well, you're like, I have a finite amount of time to do this in.
Mm-hmm.
So I may as well throw myself in 100% and just experience it for what it is. So I've been doing that. And one of the things that we are encouraged to reflect on and have a think about is what triggers are coming up for us and what vice behaviors we're going to. Because I think a lot of people would have more triggers and more vice behaviors that they go towards than they would really realize or care to admit in the moment. So for me, I thought that I would open up about some of the things that I've been experiencing so that hopefully there's some people out there who feel a little bit more seen and heard. A couple of the things for me are feeling not good enough and feeling misunderstood. And those things over the last 7 weeks in particular, but I think generally across my life, have consistently come up time and time again. And so it's been interesting to dig down into where those feelings are coming from and what exactly is being triggered in those moments where those feelings are coming up. And then being able to recognize that I go to my vice behaviors when I feel those things and I just kind of need to shut down and self-soothe, I guess.
I feel but that.
The vice behaviors aren't necessarily all super productive or healthy. And I'm very thankful that I've never had issues with drugs or alcohol addiction or anything like that. However, for me, it's probably snacking. I probably snack a little bit more than I maybe should. And it's not mindful snacking as well. Like, I'm not consciously eating something aware and experiencing it. It's more like out of habit and mindlessly doing it when I'm doing something else. And so I think bringing more mindfulness generally is a good thing to do. There's also scrolling on social media, which is, I'm sure, a massive thing for most people.
Hi, guilty.
Yeah, binge watching TV shows as well. That's a really comforting thing for me. But I think it's also what I've been experiencing is when some of those vice behaviors are okay to engage with a little bit, but being able to recognize, okay, I'm starting to get into a little bit of a hole. I'm not going to let myself sit here forever. I'm going to pull myself out of it and do something more productive so that I can achieve that balance.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say, like, I think sometimes it is okay to scroll and sometimes it is okay to snack or binge watch, because as soon as you say that, I get defensive about it because I'm like, well, those are things that I enjoy and I want to relax. Like, why can I not do that? Why is that all of a sudden there? But I think the asterisk there is within moderation. It's not
absolutely
binge watching for 7 days in a week and
not doing other things. And neglecting the things that you know are going to make you feel better. Yeah. And there's also part of this 7-week program and being in this little container in this community with these other women who are doing the same thing, we have daily check-ins and we film a little video.
And
there's a lot of us who have started up the habit of going on morning walks, which is something that's so simple
to together?
Do. No, like we all live separately, but we're all going on our morning walks at various different times. And so we'll film our check-in and be like, I'm going for a walk. And then we'll usually inspire another girl in the group to be like, oh, I'm going for a walk too, because I saw you were going for one, even though I didn't want to do it.
That's cute.
So it's just really nice to like build that community as well and just make small changes. Because I think that's the other thing as well. When you're working on yourself, the expectation is that you make these massive changes and you have to commit to them and be perfect 100% of the time. But again, that's not realistic.
Well, it's like the idea
and it's not sustainable.
75 hard challenge, which is meant to, you know, change your life drastically in 2 and a bit months. But it's like, you know, you drink X amount of water per day. Mm. You do a minimum like 10,000 steps, 2 45-minute workouts every day. You eat a certain diet. And ridiculous. It's just like the people that are trying to do that are the ones that don't have that mindset. And the people who are leading that charge are the ones who do work out at the time or have the money for a personal trainer or can afford healthy organic groceries. It's unrealistic. And as someone who is not in love with their body, looks at the 75 hard challenge, I'm like, oh, maybe. And then I realize I don't have time to do 2 45-minute intense workouts every day and eat a certain diet and completely uproot all of my habits, I guess.
Yeah, well, I think the other thing about diet culture that people don't necessarily talk about is in most cases, people who go on a really restrictive diet and, you know, have a period of time where they might lose a lot of weight because they're just going absolutely hard at it the whole time, like
it's just for a short period,
to the wall 100%, they will end up putting on that weight that they lost, if not more than that.
And so it actually, as well, ends up, as soon as they go back to what they were doing.
Yeah, it ends up having a negative effect on you because it's so much energy to exert and put into this habit and you're not building sustainable habits over time. You're just absolutely smashing yourself for a certain period of time.
Yeah.
And that's going to do
also
more harm
unrealistic
than good.
And unsustainable.
Absolutely. So we keep coming back to this idea of balance and being able to build sustainable and nourishing habits for yourself where you feel good, and they might be just really little things that you can do. And I think being kind to yourself is another thing that I keep coming back to. I need to show myself way more kindness than I have
in
the
past. I need to learn from you.
Well, I need to keep learning that lesson as well. I don't know if I'm the best teacher on it, but I'm, you know, I'm working on it. It's something that consistently comes up for me when I have those moments of reflection and I think about what I want my life to look like or where I'm at and what I want to change about my life or what I wish I had a little bit more of. It's always just, fuck, you're actually doing really well. You just need to be kinder to yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, you're so hard on yourself all the time and you need to just give yourself a little bit of grace.
Mm-hmm. I feel that. We just got to be patient with ourselves because it really is a journey. And coming into this episode, we were kind of talking about where is our mental health? And I was like, well, I really don't have much to talk about because life is really good right now. I haven't been in therapy for like a year.
Wow.
Which is great. And I feel very like at peace with myself. And look, I still have bad days, but I feel like I've come such a long way versus even when we started and I was in the middle of therapy and things are a little bit rough and it's just like the ebb and flow. So like I might be in a good place right now and you're working towards being in an even better place of where you are. And it's, I don't even remember why I started the sentence, but anyway, that's fine.
Well, when we were talking about what we wanted to speak about for this episode, you kind of said, well, I don't really know if I want to do a mental health check-in because I'm feeling really good at the moment.
You're outing me. That's fine.
But to be honest, I think it's really important to recognize that it's good to celebrate those wins. It's important to have those moments when you say, I'm actually feeling really good.
Yeah,
and I'm expressing gratitude about all the things that are working really well in my life rather than constantly trying to find something that is hard or I want to change or isn't working for me.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure that you had that space to talk about and like celebrate all the stuff that is going well for you. Because you've got to do that too. And that's another thing with these containers. We talk about our triggers in this program that I'm doing, but we also talk about our wins and we all get around each other for these wins because it might just be little things like, oh, I did my skincare routine this morning and I haven't done it all week or, oh, I went on a lunchtime walk, or, you know, whatever it is, yeah. these little wins, or I sat there in silence for 2 minutes. It could be anything, but just celebrating those little wins is so important.
And our little win is 100 episodes.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's a big win. I'm not even going to say that's not even that's a little win. That's a major win. Especially when I know that there's some statistic related to some term called pod fade, which means that most people who like go gung-ho to start a podcast kind of give up after like 10 to 15 episodes.
Really?
Not everyone.
That early?
Yeah, that early. And look, that's something I heard on a different podcast. So maybe she's not scientifically proven. I don't fucking know.
But someone's like, yeah, that feels about right.
To make it to 100, to have done this consistently, what, at least 45 plus episodes a year. Like most people do like a season, which is like 10 to 20 episodes, and then they call it for a bit. We've been consistent. So take that, podcast people. Mm-hmm.
And again, we come back to the whole, we need to be kind to ourselves and celebrate those wins, because we've, you know, stuck with this for a long time.
We've done it all of ourselves. No one else has edited an episode or our videos or published it or housed, like we've done it all ourselves.
Yeah. And we've taught ourselves. If there's something that we don't know, we do some Googling or we figure it out. We ask friends, you know, we figure it out.
I think the only thing we had help with was our branding and our cover image and just like advice on what platforms to use. But everything else we've done solo, which is wild.
I think that's kind of a nice note to end it on.
I think that's a lovely 100th episode.
Yeah. We're gonna fight our urge to continue the conversation and just end up waffling on for ages, because we do tend to do that.
We do. We're always like, oh, we'll have a short episode, and like 45 minutes later. Shit, we have to edit that now. That's the problem. I can talk for ages, but then I have to edit it. I'm like, oh. Anyway, this is why people get producers and editors.
Exactly. Anyway, on that note, thank you everybody for listening. We hope that this episode has been helpful for some of you who might have been going through some of the same things.
Inspirational.
Yeah, we hope you feel seen and heard. By all means, reach out to us on social media via our email address. You know the drill. If you're not following us already, go follow us.
Do it all.
Even though we're going to be finishing the podcast, but I don't know, we'll still post content occasionally.
We'll still post stuff.
Yeah, we'll still post stuff occasionally, and you know, if we do little things here and there to kind of stay in your ears, then you'll be up to date with that stuff. So make sure to follow us on socials.
And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe wherever podcast platform you're listening on. And look, we're not going to be able to say that for much longer, so
oh my God,
do it anyway. And come along with us next week, or every episode, as we talk about areas of life that might not have a one-size-fits-all approach on It's a Definite Maybe. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.